Today is the 30th anniversary of the Soweto Uprising in South Africa. For decades, the whites-only government had brutally enforced a policy of racial segregation known as apartheid, and just as ruthlessly crushed any opposition. By the 1970s, an entire generation of anti-apartheid fighters had been silenced. But on June 16, 1976, a group of schoolchildren in the black township of Soweto decided to hold a protest. At the time, nobody thought their action would change the course of a nation. Producers Joe Richman and Ben Shapiro bring us the voices and sounds of what happened in Soweto in 1976.
Cape Town glowed in warm, sunny weather today for one of its most colourful ceremonies, the opening of Parliament. It was opened at noon by the President, Mr. Fouchie.
The Republic has enjoyed a year of peace and tranquility.
All political movements were banned. Everything was quiet, ostensible. In terms of the struggle, we were in the doldrums.
They had virtually crushed the movement in South Africa. It was a bad period for us.
Number of people were being killed in detention. People were very scared to get involved.
And yet, under the surface, it continued to bubble.
They had locked up Mandela in jail, but they hadn't looked around to say, where are their children and what are they doing?
The student movement and the leadership of people like Steve Biko, there arose a group imbued with the spirit of black consciousness.
Black people need to defeat the one element in politics which was working against them, and this was a psychological feeling of inferiority.
There was an emergence amongst the black townships of self-definition. Do you take what your father has taken, or do you stand up for what you think is right?
The reaction of the older generation to us was, are you guys mad? Those guys are going to come blow you away. They're going to kill you. And we said, no. First thing is you stand up and speak your mind, as any normal human being has the right to do.
There's a state of unease throughout the country. You could feel it. You could feel that something had to give. It happened on June the 16th.